Thank you for listening to the BYU Idaho Radio Evening Headlines Podcast. I'm Noah Farley. Here are your local evening headlines for August 5th, 2022. The American Falls Police Department recently welcomed its first ever K-9 officer to the force. According to the Idaho State Journal, the K-9 officer is named Havoc. Havoc is trained in drug detection, and he has already helped get some illegal drugs off the streets, including when he recently sniffed out 3.5 pounds of marijuana. Havoc used to be a Bingham County Sheriff's Office K-9. He transitioned to the American Falls Police Department after the agency raised money to buy him. He was fully funded by donations from local businesses made to the police department. The debate over anti-wolf legislation might cost Idahoans millions in federal conservation funds. According to Local News 8, there are conservation groups who are petitioning to disqualify Idaho from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service funding. Idaho law lets the state hire private contractors to kill wolves. The hunters and trappers can kill an unlimited number of wolves in a single tag. Trapping is permitted on private land all year. Critics have said the laws run contrary to conservation goals, which is why they want to disqualify Idaho from getting funding. Over the last 5 years, Idaho has received over $75 million. Six Idahoans will be awarded the Idaho Medal of Honor during a ceremony in Boise this month. According to a news release from the state of Idaho, the people receiving the awards are all law enforcement officers who were chosen for performing with exceptional bravery and courage while protecting the public. The medals will be awarded at the Idaho Capitol on Wednesday, August 17th. The ceremony will start at 2:30 p.m. in the Lincoln Auditorium in the west wing of the garden level. The state's highest honor for law enforcement officers, emergency medical service providers, and firefighting professionals will be awarded to Officer Steve Bonus, Sergeant Chris Davis, Sergeant Kevin Holtry, Deputy Cameron Kilmar, Officer Samuel Lang, and Officer Matthew Rapitoni. The Idaho legislature created the Idaho Medal of Honor in 2004 to create statewide recognition for extraordinary acts of heroism made by Idaho firefighters and police. In 2005, emergency medical service providers became eligible for the award. These have been your evening headlines for August 5th, 2022. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. I'm Noah Farley, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.